The Hayes Chamber is getting ready for their big golf tournament this weekend. Administrative Assistant at the Hayes Chamber, Marlis Fletcher, and Vice President of Membership, Rhonda Meyerhoff, talk to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. We've got a ton of stuff to go through. The first one I think we want to hit on is this big event going on this weekend. You want to just tell us what's up?
Absolutely. Our golf tournament this weekend, and a shout out to our title sponsor, your very own Eagle Radio, James.
Yay for us.
So we do have one more team opening, so if you haven't registered your team, bring it. We have one. We're also wanted to talk about the raffle a little bit. We've still got the His and Hers cooler with lots of beer and wine. The tickets are $20 a piece, 3 for $50, and winner takes all. So come buy your tickets. You can come look at them in the chamber office. We have everything here. And then we've also got the online auction going right now. We have all the prizes, or if you will, set up in the chamber office. So come take a look. You can view those items also at Hayes, on our website at hayeschamber.com, or you can and go to events, or you can look at our Facebook page. I think that link is there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure is, Marlis. And gosh, we're not even going to get a breather. We'll have 2 days before we start our agriculture appreciation, which is September 21st to the 25th. Ag community, those tickets are available at the Barn Raiser sponsors, which are Carrico Implement, Commercial Bank, Golden Belt Bank, High Plains Farm Credit, Insurance Planning, Ag Pro Crop Insurance, Next Tech, Trio Tap House, Gutierrez, and we want to shout out to ITC. They are also a sponsor, but they're out of town, so tickets aren't available there. So then what happens if they bring it to the chamber, Marlis?
So you get your tickets. There's a little thing to fill out. You come in the chamber. We'll have treats and drinks for you. You get a really cool swag bag with some goodies, lots of swag inside. And you drop off your ticket, and you can enter a raffle, and we're giving over $1,000 away in prizes.
Yeah, so that's a good one. And we'll enjoy seeing all of our ag community come in for that. And then October 5th to the 16th is our business showcase challenge, James. We have challenge cards that individuals, if they get 8 out of 10 stamps by going to these individual businesses, if they do that, then they are also eligible for $250 in chamber checks.
Wow.
From Jody Hip with Aflac. I know, we're just giving money away left and right. So those, the challenge cards and the businesses that are a part of this are Brown Shoe Fit Office Products Incorporated, or OPI, Regina's, Fort Hayes Auto Sales, Chef's Crate, G&L Tire and Automotive, and Kaiser Liquor, and then also virtual businesses. They can get an email stamp from, it's the Western Kansas Human Resources Management Association. And Marlis, what did that used to be called?
SHRM.
SHRM. So some people may know it better as that. Also from the Fort Hayes Management Development Center or the American Red Cross. So again, 8 out of 10 stamps, bring it to the chamber and enter in for over 250 in drawings from Jody Hip with Aflac. So is that enough, James?
That's I mean, more than I'd want to do anyway.
No. Well, we're excited about the Business Showcase Challenge. Many of the businesses will have a promotional item that they are reducing, or also raffles at those individual businesses as well. So we're pretty excited about this way to showcase some of our members.
Yeah, those are always cool. And then you were doing them virtual for a while, weren't you? Now you're back to the in-person stuff. But even either way, just to see some of those local businesses and what they can do and what they provide is really cool. And I know the ones that I've been to are always a blast.
Yeah, well, in this, it's actually we're going to ask individuals to go to these individual businesses at their storefront and visit them in their store and see what all they have.
So you have a whole 10-day period
yes.
to go visit any of them and get your stamp. and then you bring your card back to the office.
Oh, I gotcha. So it's kind of a mix. You know, it's not like the traditional ones, the business showcases you do. It's a little hybrid model, you might say.
It is. It is, James. Here at the Chamber, we're so tired. Everybody's tired of talking about the COVID. But here at the Chamber, we still want to try and keep people safe. So we're doing all of our events in a way that we can keep people safe.
Yeah, you got to appreciate that. I mean, it's that delicate balance, right? You want to keep people safe. You want to keep them nice and healthy. But at the same time, you know, we got to go about our lives. We got to be doing things.
And that's just it. You know, we sat around our table in our executive director president's office, and we just really feel that people still want to go out and do some fun things. And so we're going to create events and opportunities where they can do just that, still have a little fun, but do it safely. So, yeah, I think people want to be out and about.
Absolutely. Well, all right, ladies, anything else we want to hit on real quick before we go?
Gosh, I think that's it for now, James. We'll have more next week that people need to be aware of what's going on.
Absolutely. It's always great catching up with you guys, and have fun this weekend. I don't know if I'll see you at that golf tournament, but maybe I'll pop down there in a little bit. And don't forget, everybody, you can get those raffle tickets for that stocked wine cooler and beer cooler. And I tell you, I've got pictures of it here on my desk. Those things are pretty sharp looking.
Oh, they're really nice. Really nice and full. So that's great. And, yeah, the online auction, that's a great way to be able to participate from your own home.
Yeah, love that. Safe and fun. Oh, sorry?
You can buy the raffle tickets on the online auction site.
Yeah, that's. I think we talked about that last week, right? And there's not only that, there's the itemless auction item too, right?
Yeah.
So if you're not actually needing something, but you want to support the Hayes Chamber, you can get on there and do that through either of those ways.
Exactly. Just an early Christmas shopping.